Okay. I'm just gonna, yeah, so it's it's recording now.
Okay.
So we'll start with the basics. How old are you?
24.
What's your current occupation?
Occupation, you mean my studies?
You're a student.
I'm a student.
So what do you study?
I study industrial engineering.
Yes. Do you have any experience working with an IT or with computers?
Well, like personal experience?
Yeah,
or
either.
Okay, I have, yeah.
What kind of?
Actually, I spend a lot of time on my computer.
Mm.
I have, I work on my projects on my computer, and I also used to work as a receptionist in a hotel. I also had to, like...
Okay, alright. So do you have an interest in computers?
Yeah, I think we can say.
Okay. How often do you use a computer?
I mean, in hours per day?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting question. I think, let me think, like 8 hours a day, I guess.
Yeah. So for what purposes usually?
Mainly, right now, mainly writing my thesis, master thesis.
Mm.
Writing my projects for school. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mainly. So, if we think about your computer security and information security, what do you think poses a threat to it?
Sorry, could you...
Do you have your computer and information security? What do you think poses a threat to your computer and information security in general? Do you have any thoughts or ideas?
I mean, okay, so let me just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You mean for example, like someone can take some information from my computer, security.
Who or what do you think is a threat to your computer security?
Okay, in general, broad strokes,
nothing specific.
Okay. I feel like maybe it could be like, No, actually, I've never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think
it's okay to not.
Yeah, actually, I feel like probably if I would be like rich, maybe someone could do something like that. But no, I don't think
that. Yeah. In general, it's okay if you don't know the answer for any of these questions.
Okay.
That's fine. So why do you think you would be the target for a type of attack or any kind of attack? Do you think that would be a possibility or?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think I could be a target of that kind of attack. Yeah, maybe like that companies who like making surveys about customers, but it's like actually I think it's legal to make like cookie files and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So do you actively take any precautions in order to secure yourself against computer intrusion?
I mean, like antivirus program, I guess that's it. I don't do any I don't do actually any other security.
Yeah.
Like okay.
Oh, but that's good. So if we go to like hypothetical scenarios, like if you were to notice a mail has been sent from your email, but you were not the one who sent it, what do you think may have happened?
I would think that's one of my friends.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably. Probably, and I would check it. And if it's not one of my friends or it's not one of people who are like physically in my room, I would start to really worry, like, oh my god, what's happening?
Okay, so why do you think someone may have done something like that, or why do you think it may have happened?
I mean, probably because they want some informations. Like, I mean, well, I don't know, actually. I mean,
That's fine. Not
it's like, no, let me, I mean, no. Let me think. I have to think about it because actually it's really, really interesting. Like, you're saying like someone is sending my message, like from my email to someone.
So,
and why would they do that? Why would they do that? Yeah, probably in case with my friends, probably because of joke or something.
Okay. So, how do you choose a password? When do you feel a password is sufficiently secure?
How do I choose my password?
Yeah.
it's like it's usually like it's actually usually depends of the website or like email or yeah. Or other accounts. It actually depends of what's mandatory. Like for example, you need like big letter, like any numbers. So actually, I use only like the minimum, like one number. Yeah. Because I just want to make it as simple as possible. Mm. Yeah, and but actually I try to not use that kind of personal connections like my name, like my family's names and so on.
I mean, that's smart. That's good.
Yeah.
So let's say you notice that someone has changed the password of one of your accounts in some forum that's not so important. How do you think that may have happened?
Okay. One option is like someone probably knew my password and probably it's one of my closest people and probably someone could change it like because of knowing the password. But actually I think it's pretty easy to do it like on not like for example bank accounts but like just usual things in the internet. I think it's kind of easy to do it, like just hack it or something. So
so what would you do in response to a situation like that?
I mean, well, it depends if I use the account very often and what kind of informations I have there. Because if I really have like all my personal data and like I use the account very often, it would make me worry probably. So I would try to contact with administrator of the website and try to solve the situation.
So let's say another scenario. If you receive an email that has a link in it from a friend that normally does not send emails, what do you do? Normally,
but just one link or something like also like
either,
a message.
Either. What would you do if there was a message? What would you do if there was only a link?
So if there is a message, okay, hey, how are you? Check this out. It's really awesome video.
Yeah.
I would probably click it because probably I would click it. But if there is no, like, if I see any sign of spam or something like that, maybe Yeah, it's hard to say because like usually when I see something like a message from my friend, I usually just click it and I don't care. But I noticed like lately few messages I got from my friends. It was like a virus on Facebook or something. And it was like actually I could see it's not them. It's they didn't send me that. It was like a virus because like I could see it's a virus. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna like click it. So
does it make any difference for you if it's a Facebook or Skype message instead of an email?
Yes, actually, I think so. Because, I think so. On email, I get like... Because on email, it's not so often, it's not so common. I mean, I've never saw the situation that someone is sending me on emails anything, like any stuff to click, like a virus. But on Facebook, it happened, and also on Skype. So, maybe that's why I have more trust, but maybe it's not so smart, actually. It's good to think about it,
So, how do you think computer intrusion happens normally?
Like, how does it happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine it, like, you know, like these people who really knows computers, who really have knowledge, about computers, and they can like hack some stuff like in order to get some money. But also it's actually I feel like lately like anyone could do that because like now we have like so many, you know, videos on YouTube and like so easy access to do some stuff, and I feel like maybe it's getting more dangerous.
So why do you think computer intrusion happens?
I would say personal issues with that person, the first thing. Also, like, to get some money, to steal some money, to and the third thing, to get some information about the person, like
So what do you think of the hacking that you see in TV shows or movies? Do you feel like those are realistic, or do you feel like they're representative?
I mean, you know, like that kind of hacking I see in movies. I mean, well, what I saw was just like in like personal issues mainly. And I feel like, yeah, it could be real. But I think about if I saw lately anything like
No, I mean it's
yeah, but it's like
it's not that, I guess, if you're not watching that many TV shows or movies where it happens, it's not that important of a question. And do you have any own thoughts on the matter or anything you want to add?
No, I think, I mean, well, I want to add that I've never think about it, like, I've never think about that security stuff, like, people, actually, I was considering for the last time, my teacher told me, like, something, like, why would I worry about my informations on Gmail if I'm not, like, an important person?
Yeah.
But actually, it can happen, it really can, and, yeah, that's good to start thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah. And then one last question. Is it okay if I put up the sound file online? Or do you want me to transcribe it to text if you don't want your voice to be online?
I mean, well, I don't mind. Okay. But sometimes I have, like, you know, this... it's not so official. So it's up to you. I mean, okay. I don't mind.
All right. So, like, thank you.